of my community contact interview program with our First Friday Art Walk open house guest author. And her name is Rachel Ruth. And good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. And thank you to our friend, writer, publisher, producer, John O'Melveny Woods, for connecting us for this event.
Certainly.
Now, are you, you're not a native of Fairhope, but you've been here a while.
I've been here 3 years.
And you've written several books.
Yes.
Well, first of all, what brought you to Fairhope?
Our youngest son is going to University of Alabama, where his dad went.
Okay.
So we decided to come down here to be closer to him.
Yep, that's right. Got to follow the family.
That's right.
And you have a variety of books that you have brought, mostly children's books that you will be debuting or showing us Friday night, tomorrow night for our Art Walk open house. Probably the biggie is Ferdy the Fly. Tell us, how did you get into children's books, and tell us about what you'll be bringing tomorrow night?
Well, Ferdy the Fly was stories that were told by my father as we were growing up, and he told them to the grandchildren in a church and anywhere there were children.
Oh, how sweet.
And he's gone now, but he asked me if I would take his stories and see if I could get them published. So when I came down here, I started working on compiling all his stories. And so we have Ferdy the Fly. And Ferdy the Fly is a very mischievous little fly. He gets into all kinds of adventures. He lives at the by the ice cream store in a post, in a hole, with his family.
Okay.
And he has a sister and a mom and dad. And every day, the ice cream man comes out and puts a scoop of ice cream up right on top of the pole, and they eat the ice cream. But in between eating that ice cream, Ferdy asked to go out every day and do something, and he's gone to the White House, and he's actually gotten a car, a big woody station wagon with a family, and left to go to the beach, and he always makes it back, but his adventures sometimes are right on the slim edge of not getting back. So he always has a good ending, and Ferdy the Fly will definitely make you look at flies differently, because you never know if Ferdy the Fly is on your wall in your house.
I'm going to have to get rid of my fly swatter now. I mean, how can you hurt that sweet little thing?
Right. So it's an interactive book, and we will be showcasing it on Friday. So if the kids want to come down here with their parents, there will be some storytelling and some interactive things that the kids can do. If they purchase a book, they get coloring sheets and a sticker apiece. So
we don't normally have children here, but we'll have the grandparents to buy the books for the kids and the aunts and uncles for sure. But of course, people are more than welcome in this case to bring their kids to see Ferdy the Fly. That sounds precious, and what a special way to keep your father's memory alive through these great stories.
Yes, and all the proceeds to this book go to Feeding America's Hungry Children.
Oh.
So that's what my dad would have wanted.
How nice. So. Now, you also have Raku Raku, the magic shoes, the magical shoes.
Yes, I have two sister books, Raku Raku and Magity Magity. They're both fun books. They're both for little girls. It's all about the dynamics of sisterhood.
Did you draw on personal experience for that?
Yes, I did. Raku Raku is kind of a Cinderella story, and Magity Magity is about a little girl who has a speech impediment and can't say Majesty. Her older sister always gets to be the queen when they play queen during the day. And so there's some squabbling that goes along between the girls, and the mother always comes into the picture. And at the end, there's a moral. Both these books teach little girls to feel good about themselves and to like who you are and to learn to be a good sister and play well. So they're very motivating books.
What a great idea. And do you have an educational background before you started writing books? I guess I should have asked you that first.
Actually, I started off my grad and undergrad work, but I do have that, but it was more towards marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did work at a very large advertising agency. I think I had 600 people there when I started right out of college. and that was in Indiana. And then I moved on to Nashville, wrote a little music there before I met my husband. Didn't stay there too long, about a year and a half. Had one song that played on CMT right before I left, one of my songs. And then I left and moved out of state. And as my children got older, I started writing because, of course, I've always been writing, it seems like, since I was about 12 years old. But it's been a nice change to be down here and work with John and have my books published under Intellect Publishing. And it's been a great experience.
So, as you said, you've been a writer and a creative writer for many, many years.
Yes. Started off writing with a guitar when I was about 12.
Tell us about the country song. You said you had anything we might recognize?
Yeah, one that played. No, it never hit the charts, but it did play on the country music channel. So that was kind of thrilling because I was only there for a year and a half. Who knows what would have happened if
I
stayed longer.
Absolutely, yeah. So is your husband a country musician or another writer?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He is not.
Another book in your bio, and if y'all would like to look her up, just go to Rachel Ruth. author.com. It's exactly what it sounds. Rachel Ruth, author.com. In addition to Ferdy the Fly, which I want for my little grandson, I don't have daughters or granddaughters, but I'm interested in another book, a novel that you wrote for adults about a woman who has another life in her dreams. I've always been fascinated with dreams and wondered about, you know, the possibility of what's going on parallel on the other side. So I'm fascinated by this book called The Portal Switch.
Yes, The Portal Switch is about a woman. It's almost a time travel book, I would call it. It's about a woman who goes to sleep every night and wakes up in the arms of another man.
Oh.
And every night when she goes to sleep, she goes back to this dream, and the dream continues, and the nights turn into weeks and weeks to months and years, and they have a life together, and you actually have a child, and she never feels guilty about it, even though she's married, and, you know, but at night she falls asleep and goes somewhere. She doesn't feel guilty about it because you can't really control what you dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Or where you go when you fall asleep. You can't control that. So the book is right on the edge. It's a thriller book. There's some, you know, a lot of twists and turns in it, and a turn at the very end. I have another couple books coming that I'm working on. They're very close to being published here soon. So that's another adult book, and then another children's book coming out. So real excited.
And will you have all of these books that we've mentioned here tomorrow night?
Yes, I will have these four books that we've talked about here tomorrow night.
Yay. All right. Well, what else would you like us to know before everyone comes and meets you tomorrow evening?
That I'm real excited to be here, number one. And number two, I'd love to have the kids come by if they want to come with their grandparents. Ferdy the Fly is waiting for you. Might be on the wall here. And we're going to tell some Ferdy the Fly stories and have a lot of fun.
That'd be great. I hope everybody will reach out and bring their kids to come check out Rachel Ruth and her books and the stories. And we'll never look at that fly on the counter the same way again. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
Our first Friday Art Walk open house is tomorrow at 5:30. We start at 5:30 and go till at least 8. Sometimes you might pack up and leave, but sometimes folks are still here at 8:30 or 9. It's like a party in the radio station, and we encourage everybody to come see us at 9 North Church Street with our guest author, as well as complimentary wine and refreshments. That's tomorrow night. We are at 9 North Church Street in downtown Fairhope. It is now 8:32 and 78 degrees. Local community news and announcements coming up next. As a matter of fact, due to the severity